Hello and welcome to The Word and Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. That is Philippians 4:13. So believe that on today that you can do all things through Christ, in Christ that strengthens you. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so you got to believe that on today. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you. You are all powerful, all knowing, all places at all times. Lord, you fill all space. You are such a huge and gigantic and over above all God. Help us to not think so small. Help us to realize how powerful you are and who we are in you. And help us to have faith that is bigger than the size of a grain of a mustard seed. In Jesus' name, help us on today. Amen. Now, we left off on John chapter 7, and I'm going to read 19, verse 19, to get us back into our thought. And verse 19 says, "Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me?" Verse 20, "The people answered and said, Thou hast a devil." Jesus, you got a demon. Who go about to kill you? We're not trying to kill you. But of course they were out to kill him. But they're telling him, you got a demon. You're possessed with demons. Jesus, we're not even trying to kill you. What are you saying? And that is so, you know, it's almost funny or comical. It's almost like, look over here. See, we're not doing anything when they got a knife in their hand. But that's what they're saying. They're saying, hey, you're possessed. You're crazy. We're not going about to kill you. But they were going about to kill him. Verse 21, Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work, and ye all marvel. Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers, and ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are ye angry at me, because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? He is talking about the man that he healed on the Sabbath day and told him to take up his bed and walk. And they marveled at that. But he's saying, if a man is circumcised on the Sabbath day, that they keep the law of Moses, that's okay to you, right? But if I heal a man on the Sabbath day, I'm wrong. Okay, verse 24. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. He is saying, look at the fact that I healed the man and not on the day I healed the man. Because the Sabbath was made for us, not us for the Sabbath. And so there's some people that get caught up on the day that we worship. Oh, we should worship on Saturday because that's the literal Sabbath. And then Sunday is not the literal Sabbath, so you guys are out of order because you worship on Sunday. You know what? If we had church on Tuesday, the fact that we were worshiping God, that's what's important. Not on the day that we worship, but the fact that we were worshiping. And it's getting our eyes on the right things. Not judging by the appearance, but on the actual act. Does it serve God? Does it glorify God? That's what we're after. So it's the same thing with like, women should not preach. Well, is the preaching the word of God? And is it healing, delivering, and setting the captives free? Is it giving sight to the blind? Is it opening up the deaf ears to the word of God? Not the fact that she's a woman, but the fact that the act that is being done glorifies the Father. That's what it's about. Or this person is too young. You need to be a certain age in order to be a minister. Or you need to do Is God being glorified? Is that person anointed? And is that person living according to the word? Has God blessed that person and anointed that person to carry out a certain task? No, don't go lay hands on the sick. Well, the person was healed. Nope, we don't believe in that here. That's from some older dispensation. Is it about what's being done that glorifies God, or the fact that we don't like the person that did it? That is what Jesus was dealing with here. He's saying, judge not according to the appearance. Don't look at the person or the day or the venue. You know, some people like feel like we got to have big churches and this big cathedrals and everything. And it's got to be like it's got to be painted right. And it's got to have the right seats. And when people walk in, they got to admire the curtains. And it's got stainless glass windows. And we're in this big sanctuary. If the person gets saved on the corner of 5th and Broadway, right outside of Joe's Crab Shack, or better yet, Dave's some kind of brothel or some kind of place that has naked women, and he was coming outside of Hooters or some place that actually had some dancers that were naked, and somebody caught them and ministered the word of God on that corner. Don't look at the fact that he came out of the brothel or he came out of some naked lady shop. Did the man get healed? Did he get delivered and he was saved on the spot? So if you open up a church, I heard about this woman, Dr. Lawana Steins, here in San Diego, and I've met her before, and she'd open up a church down somewhere in San Diego in the Barrio Logan, and it doesn't look the part, but she's looking for to minister the gospel to the lost, to the drug addict, to the prostitute, to the pimp, to the person that is homeless. You know what? That's the work of the ministry. Amen to that. So it's not about the appearance. It is about the righteous judgment. Let's go over to Proverbs, and I love this scripture. This scripture is Proverbs 14 and 12. Proverbs 14 and 12, it says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We have to be careful in doing what we think is correct. Is it according to the word of God? Is it according to scripture? It is according to the nature of God, who God is. What I think is right, if it doesn't line up with the word, it's hogwash. It's not correct. And we have to be careful about interjecting our own belief or our own interpretation. It, you know, the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. The letter of the law, we holding someone to some exact words. Well, let's study that. Let's break that down. What does God mean by that? And we have to study that. And we have to study from an honest, conscious, and motivation that we want God to speak to us. Not that we're trying to back God into our own thought. We believe this, so we're looking for something to validate what we believe and go and bang somebody over the head with it. It's ungodly. That is ungodly. Let's stop right there today. Join me on The Word in Me tomorrow. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.